In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Greetings, brothers and sisters, on this Sunday before the Feast of Theophany. And today's Gospel comes from the very first verse of the Gospel of Mark through the eighth verse, which starts with a prophecy from the prophet Malachi, chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and that word actually is angel as well, as in the scriptures. I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. Because John, St. John the Baptist, was said to be kind of like an angel on earth. In the icons, he's even depicted with wings sometimes because of his spiritual way of life. St. Nikolai Velimirovich points out how each of the evangelists makes use of a particular beginning. So the evangelist John begins from eternity. The evangelist Matthew begins from Abraham. And the evangelist Luke begins with the Savior's birth on earth. And the evangelist Mark with the baptism in the Jordan. And he asks the question, why do not all the evangelists begin in the same way? And in the reality that the evangelists show, and in each one of us, there are these four beginnings. One is our beginning in God, the next in our ancestors, the third in our parents, and the fourth at the time that we begin to show our greatest activity in this world. But Christ has a fifth beginning in relationship with each one of us, when he comes to life in our hearts and minds as our only Savior. When he stops being within us just an unlit, oil-filled golden lamp, and being lit begins to warm and light our whole being. So the law and the prophets throughout the Old Testament were given to mankind to help prepare us for the coming of Christ. And yet the fulfilling of just the outer moral commandments of the law are not enough to save us, but they are a needful preparation in order for us to be cleansed and purified and to make us ready to receive Christ and the Holy Spirit. Now, St. John the Baptist, in a way, stands at the juncture between the Old Testament and the New Testament. As Christ said in Luke 7, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist, but he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. Now, of course, Christ said this before he resurrected from the dead and fulfilled his mission. So at that moment, St. John the Baptist was still, in a sense, in the period of the Old Testament, as it were. But once St. John the Baptist, you know, shed his blood for righteousness' sake and so forth, he, of course, is now sits at the side of Christ in the kingdom of heaven. Christ had no need to be baptized by John, as he had no sin. And that's why John says, you know, I have need to be baptized of you, and you come to me. You know, Christ says, go ahead and baptize me. And the reason he does this is for our sakes. He really institutes this sacrament of baptism to show us the way that we have to walk in order to come into the kingdom of heaven. And in the sacrament of baptism, we are cleansed and forgiven of our sins, and the grace of the Holy Spirit is sealed within us. St. Simeon, the new theologian, once wrote, as a lamp, though it is full of oil and has a wick, remains dark unless it is lit with fire, so the soul is quenched and dark until it is touched by the light and grace of the Holy Spirit. A great mystery is revealed to us in this coming Feast of Theophany, which we will celebrate, you know, tonight at the Vespers and also tomorrow at the Divine Liturgy. Because the Holy Trinity is made manifest openly for the first time since the fall. When the three men, actually in disguise, these three angels, appeared to Abraham, and he gave them hospitality on the plains of Mamre, this was a visitation of the Holy Trinity, but in a way that was veiled in a mystery and not yet revealed openly. And of course, we're all familiar with the famous icon that St. Andre Rublev painted of the three angels that are seated, and you know, that's an image of icon of the Holy Trinity, which refers back to this visitation to Abraham. So we see the Father active in the Old Testament, like when he speaks to Moses in the burning bush and gives the commandments of the law. We see the actions of the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit speaks through the prophets, like it says in the Nicene Creed. And also We see Christ prefigured throughout the Old Testament, you know, and we see different types of Christ, like Moses with his arms outstretched in the form of a cross, and many other things in the Old Testament. So the Holy Trinity, in other words, is prefigured. It's kind of mysteriously behind the scenes, as it were, you know, in the Old Testament. But now it comes out right in the open on the day of Theophany. So this is really one of the great, you know, revelations of this particular feast that we celebrate. Because at the moment of Christ's baptism in the Jordan, the Father is present and his voice is heard when he says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The Son of God, in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, is standing in the Jordan River, and the Holy Spirit is present as it descends upon him in the form of a dove. So when we look at the icon that we have on the analogion here of Theophany, we are looking at the manifestation of the Holy Trinity, one God in three persons. St. John the Forerunner was an example for us of obedience and humility, which we are called to follow in order to encounter Christ. And he prepares the way for us and calls us to repent and confess our sins so that we may be purified and ready to meet Christ. So let us, brothers and sisters, imitate Holy Forerunner Baptist John and prepare to meet Christ. And having come into Christ's presence through baptism and by partaking of Holy Communion, that the lamp of our souls may be kindled with the light of Christ, that we too may shine together with him in the kingdom of heaven. Glory be to our God.